I love Thanksgiving. I love giving thanks to God as I gather with my family and friends to share a wonderful meal and to gear up for the holidays. I love Thanksgiving. And yet, as I grow older, I do find myself speechless when I am confronted with a question that someone, most eventually will ask. Why should people give thanks when there's terrible things going on in this world? How can we give thanks when there's people suffering? When we're giving thanks for our blessings, aren't we at the same time thanking God that we didn't have some great misfortune come to our door because it visited elsewhere? These are important questions to consider because they do get us thinking about the complexity that is underneath gratitude. When we're giving thanks that we're free, what then about those who are enslaved in oppression? When we're giving thanks for our health, what about those who are sick? If we're grateful for our comfort, what about those who are suffering? If we're giving thanks for being happy because we're all together, what about those who are grieving or alone? If we're giving thanks for all of our good fortune, then are we somehow dividing this world into haves and have-nots? Somewhere along the way, I was taught by my parents and my grandparents that the word thanksgiving means that those of us who are grateful also need to be humble and generous and gracious. I remember being taught as a child that this was the thank God for the giving holiday, and that to those whom much has been given, much is required. Our own feasting and rejoicing are only occasions for us to be strengthened to act to provide similar feasts for all those who would otherwise not have them. The Holy Scriptures, as I read the Bible from beginning to end, reinforce a whole range of thoughts about gratitude and thanksgiving. In the Old Testament, we hear about how gratitude moves from giving thanks for the gifts to giving thanks for the giver. And in the New Testament, we hear about how those of us who have been blessed ought to share. And I believe that both give witness to the great proclamation, when I have God, I have everything that counts. I believe that once you and I understand that true gratitude is rooted in a relationship, true gratitude is rooted in a relationship with God and not dependent upon any changing conditions or circumstances. It's then not a kind of gratitude that divides people into haves and have-nots. But such gratitude is founded upon the awareness that we are all one in God. We all belong in God. Understanding gratitude in this way moves us, I believe, beyond a generosity that involves sharing what we claim to be our own into a deeper awareness that all things come from God. All things come from God, even the opportunity to share. There's an old hymn that I grew up singing. We give thee but thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. I have found that when life is seen as gift, when sharing is not some kind of a religious obligation, but rather a real spiritual delight, that happens when we see life as gift. There's deep joy in giving. Giving becomes joy when we give to God rather than to a project or a program or a person or out of any sense of obligation or out of guilt. The biggest struggle I think we often have is that we have some resources that we don't think of as really ours because we've set those resources aside for other things, like our children's education, our health needs, our retirement, our grandchildren's future. We kind of hide some of these resources away from ourselves, and in doing so, we perhaps tend to think we're hiding them from God, as if we're saying, okay, God, this over here, we're really not going to look at, because it represents some kind of a long-term goal commitment that's really important. But you, God, you can get a piece of the rest of this out of the pile here. But does that seem right? What does all of this mean spiritually? For me, it's the awareness that security is not a number or an amount. It means that the God who has blessed us with life so richly will continue to do so. It means that the unfailing love of God is really the most important resource we have. Jesus told his disciples, "Do not worry. Today's troubles are enough for today. Rather, strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness." Jesus is teaching the crowds, I think, that cheer that has been rising up over the last several years, that cheer that God is good all the time God is good. Don't be anxious about all the stuff you have or don't have, for God's love is constant, steadfast, and never changes. God's kingdom comes close to us with each whispered prayer and with each heartbeat. Jesus is teaching his followers to be grounded and to stay grounded in the almighty love and amazing grace that no matter what this world dishes out at you, God is there. God will care for you. Now, as we often do on a Thanksgiving Sunday, we're going to sing at the close of the service the beautiful hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. And to me, it's kind of like the dessert course after a meal, of giving thanks. This hymn was written by a pastor who had endured and suffered great losses during the 30-year war. He buried many parishioners and his own wife. There was bloodshed, disease, famine. The people were frightened and despondent. And even when the fighting began to lessen, their fears just grew so overwhelmingly large. They wondered if God truly did care for them. And so Pastor Martin wrote this to remind the people of God of God's eternal goodness and care. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, whose wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our lives be near us with thankful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us and keep us in God's grace, guide us when perplexed, free us from all ills in this world and the next. Pastor Martin realized and came to a rich faith that in every circumstance, God embraces and blesses God's struggling people. As we enter more fully into this Thanksgiving holiday week, may we each rediscover the love of God that is at the center of our lives. And in that discovery, may we find a deeper thanksgiving, one that will send us out into our community, our nation, our world, to love and serve and embrace this world as God calls us to do as God's people. Let us give thanks to God and then go to love God and love our neighbor as we get to work for the coming of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Alleluia. Amen.